Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Barrasso and Lummis defend Wyoming energy and grid stability. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis joined U.S. Senator Roger Wicker of Missouri in introducing a Congressional Review Act resolution seeking to overturn the Environmental Protection Agency's Good Neighbor Rule, according to the press release from Senator Lummis's office. The Good Neighbor Rule would accelerate the Biden administration's mission to shut down Wyoming's fossil fuel power plants and weaken America's energy grids by increasing the usage of unreliable wind and solar power. Quote, the EPA's relentless war on American energy and industrial production knows no bounds. The EPA's Good Neighbor Rule seeks to sideline responsible state-led efforts to control emissions in favor of a one-size-fits-all approach from the unelected bureaucrats in Washington, Barrasso said. This is a very bad policy and will lead to premature closures of power plants, limit industrial production, and increase prices for American families. This resolution protects states' rights and ensures states can continue being good neighbors without a bad Washington landlord from the EPA. Quote, the Biden administration's good neighbor rule is short-sighted and dangerous, Lummis said. The EPA's rush to implement this rule would prematurely shut down Wyoming power plants and cause great risk to our nation's energy security and grid reliability. This would cripple our ability to provide affordable, reliable baseload energy to power our nation. I am proud to stand with Senator Wicker and my EPW colleagues to work to block this rule. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.